And because it is a Tuesday, it's time for us to catch up with Mr. Chapman.
Good morning.
Barry Chapman's in the house from Chapman Plumbing in a very cool tropical Hawaiian tiki torch kind of t-shirt. Well, a golf shirt. What is that? It's a cool thing. Is it part of your Tuesday uniform?
Well, it's shout out loud, eh?
Why not? I think it's super cool, man. I think we need more tropical Hawaiian shirt patterns in general. Why not? We live in a kind of tropical coastal 100%. Bubble. We shouldn't shy away from that thing. It's like, you know, Bermuda. They got away with the Bermuda shorts. Why can't we like have an iconic North Coast staple business casual item? But look, we're heading into now. Well, supposedly we're shifting seasons. We're heading into autumn, and so we've had some weird plumbing emergencies. And well, touch base last week. You were saying pipes were popping like it was Guy Fawkes Day. It was strange pressure fluctuations causing all kinds of nonsense. And we had quite a dump of rain, making pipes shift a bit in soft ground. But things are kind of stabilizing now on the weather front. However, we're just turning off air. And you were saying people are still doing silly things and creating headaches for themselves and for their neighbors.
Yeah, just because it's a hole that goes and disappears doesn't mean it goes into an empty cavern that that has endless capacity to accept stuff.
It's a magic black hole, you know, disappears and gets incinerated somewhere. So you're talking about your drain.
Yeah, your sewer line and your stormwater line both drains. We find it very, very often, you know, you'll have people cleaning their gardens or something down the driveway and, oh, there's the stormwater drain. We'll just sweep all the leaves and all the sticks and all the sand that we've just brushed up. We'll just stick it down that pipe because it's gone.
Yeah. Job done.
The first heavy rains that you have, everything packs up together nice and tight. And the drain blocks, and then chaos ensues.
Yes, and sometimes it's creating chaos for you, and sometimes it's creating chaos for your neighbors, your complex. You know,
100%. Yeah,
it's not just all contained necessarily, depending on how connected your setup is to those around you, and other issues that might not seem like a stupid thing to do at the time, but are in fact quite dull.
Yeah, well, one of those things is obviously sewer line related. When people flush down babies' diapers or nappies.
Well, maybe I can see how that could happen if you've got one and it's in a state that you think, well, I'd rather not have to handle this much longer. I'm just gonna
just flush it down the toilet. And I mean the amazing thing is we put these diapers or nappies on our kids because they're designed to suck up all the moisture and not have any messes or things around leaking all over the place. So what happens when you take that diaper and you flush it down the toilet? It goes into a pipe that then sucks up all the moisture that's around it and swells up and turns into a nice plug.
And that, depending on how far down it's gone, by the time it stops and plugs up.
Could affect you at home or it could affect multiple people in the complex.
Yeah, and have you had to, I mean, do you on the regular have to pull out blockages and find, oh, okay, here we've got another nappy situation?
It actually happens, surprisingly enough, more often than one would expect. Yeah, it sometimes surprises me when you when you find them in the line and you're like, why, how?
People are still doing this.
No.
But we were also just chatting about something that, I mean, restaurants have a fat trap installed, or multiple things installed to make sure that cooking oil, grease, and that kind of thing doesn't end up down the pipes and in the drainage system. But homes don't, and people tend to pour all kinds of things down the kitchen sink as well.
So, yeah, I mean, it's an education for us. Going to a property and the person's got a block drain, and then you start investigating a little bit and you find hobbles of fat, solidified fat, that have, over a bit of time, you know, goes down the drain, cools down, solidifies, layer until it blocks the line. And some of these blocks of fat can be up to 2 meters long.
Whoa!
So you get in there with the high pressure jetting machine, and it cuts it up quite nicely. You can get rid of the stuff, pull out as much of it out of the line as possible, because you don't want it to go further down the line and cause more problem lower down. But you pull out whatever you can. But the important part about this whole thing is, don't pour fat and those kind of things straight down the drain. You know,
it's a big no.
Wipe it off, paper towel, whatever you need to do, and put it inside the dustbin. Don't wash all that residual fat down, because at the end of the day, it's going to cause you a problem or people around you a problem. And it's not nice. Block sewer lines are not a yummy thing to have around your house when you've got kids or any fact. So yeah,
to be avoided,
definitely. look after your effluent discharge pipes. The way you want them to look after you.
That's a bumper sticker. I think that needs to be made. Chapman Plumbing will be distributing them free of charge.
Look after your effluent discharge pipe.
This is the story. But now, if you do happen to have a mysterious blockage, and you're sure it wasn't you, and you're sure you didn't pour any cooking oil or anything down the drain, and you didn't flush a nappy, and who are you going to call? And how can Barry and his team possibly save the day and sort your problem? Good detective work, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the funnest things about our industry, is actually deciphering the code, you know? Detective Inspector Sherlock Barry Holmes. and some of them are really, really cool. I mean, from a maintenance perspective, really getting involved in twisting the brain and trying to figure out exactly what's going on. So, yeah, I love that aspect of plumbing. Figuring out where things are going, because everybody does everything differently. So yeah, I'm super stoked for this week ahead.
Are you just feeling like, yeah, it's going to be a good one?
It must be a good week, eh? Head up, rock on.
I've got no doubt that anyone listening to this now is doing a bit of an audit of what are they flushed down the drain the last week, and oh, actually maybe that's going to come back and bite me in a week or two's time. When it does, who are you going to call? Chapman Plumbing, of course. They are the drain specialists, the geyser specialists, the leak specialists, and when things really are not flowing, they have got the tools, the team, and the tech to make sure that they can get it going again and remove those nasty obstructions, only if you learn your lesson and you promise not to do it again. but Barry, for Tuesday, for right now, I think we've got some solid stuff to think about. Shall we have another connect in the new week? What do you say?
100%. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.